This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight. No doubt you've probably seen, read, or otherwise heard a lot of the coverage of the flooding along the Mississippi River with an all-time high in Davenport, greater than the flood of 93, and the river's expected to crest today, but may rise again next week, according to some of the forecasts I've seen. But that's not the only place along the Mississippi River that's of concern, at least to us here. The Mississippi River near Oquaka might be a concern, because that's, of course, where Galesburg's water treatment facility is and its water plant. So we want to get the situation on that, as there have been some questions about that this week with Galesburg Director of Planning and Public Works, Wayne Carl. And Wayne is on the road driving, but he's on speakerphone, so he's talking to us safely. Wayne, thanks so much for your time.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.
Absolutely. First of all, I guess since I was here in 2008, I guess maybe I wasn't as worried about this as a lot of people were back then. But what's kind of the situation with the plant right now?
Current situation is, as of Wednesday afternoon at 1 o'clock, Ameren had to shut off power to our well field because our wells are located close to the river. And with the flooding, the water got high enough to where they did not feel their equipment was safe to continue to be energized. So we're running on our emergency generator, running the wells on that. Our water treatment plant is located outside the floodplain, a little closer to Route 164, so it's not a problem there. But the wells that pump the water out of the aquifer over to the treatment plant are what we're having to run off the backup generator, and we've been running off that generator since Wednesday at 1.
Does it, when you hear about flooding along the Mississippi River in general, Wayne, how nervous does that make you, given the problems we've had or the concerns we've had about the wells and the power in the past with flooding along the river?
It makes us nervous, but not as nervous as we were before the city did some flood protection measures a while back to raise up some of our wells. So most of our wells and our generator and control building are up higher than the 24 feet level that it rose to back in 2008. And so that's not as much concern, but just operating for long periods of time, running off the generator and having to run both fuel out to the generator every day, that's an operational concern, and obviously we'd like it to recede as fast as we can. I did hear that same forecast as you were talking about, is record flood levels possibly sometime next week. It has crested at our plant. It's supposed to start dropping down, but we expect we'll have to remain on generator power till maybe Wednesday or Thursday next week.
Is that a costly proposition, having to run the generators and having to constantly run fuel out to them and whatnot, or is that not too bad cost-wise compared to the power bill from Ameren, if you will?
Well, yeah, it's a big inconvenience for us. We use about 700 gallons of diesel fuel a day with the generator running, and so there's that cost of the fuel. And then, of course, the labor that's having to boat. It usually takes us about 4 or 5 hours a day to boat fuel out to the generator. So we have enough fuel in our generator tank for 3 to 4 days of operation, but we keep it topped off every day because you never know if the weather's bad and we can't boat fuel out to it. So we boat it out pretty much every day that we can.
And that sounds like that, given that, and rightfully so, that you're topping off fuel every day and kind of going that route, though. It sounds to me, though, like that's time, I imagine, your crews could be spending working on other things, right?
That's correct, yeah. I mean, there's that cost, and we're having to shift just a little bit of labor from Galesburg out there to kind of assist with that so the guys can both fuel out, but also do their plant operations on a daily basis. We've also been challenged on trying to get to the plant. Route 164 was closed off to traffic north of Gladstone and south of Oquaka.
Yeah.
And our water treatment plant's in between those. IDOT has helped us out and given us access through Gladstone from the south. In the past, IDOT has sandbagged on Route 164 south of Oquaka. We've made that request to have them do that. I don't know yet. I haven't heard back from them if they're going to get that taken care of. That would help us out a little bit for our employees that live in Aquaca to be able to get to work at the plant.
No doubt, no doubt. So we've had questions from some listeners today asking that they heard that the city might end up having to be under a boil order, much like we were in 2008 when some of the flooding happened. But it sounds like that's not the case yet. Is that correct?
That's not the case. Even if we did have a problem and we couldn't pump, we'd probably go on a water restriction first. And we have two supplemental wells in Galesburg that we can chlorinate. We have equipment in Galesburg to chlorinate those wells. They just don't produce the quantity of water that we would need in a day. So we'd be working off our reservoirs and trying to get that put back in service. But since we have chlorination there at those wells, I think back in 2008, we didn't have the equipment that we do now for chlorinating, so that would likely prevent us from having to be on a boil order.
Okay. Well, that's certainly good news for sure. For folks who don't know, and I guess maybe I haven't thought of this in all the times that we've talked about the city's water system, what was it from a historical standpoint that made the city want to build up and use the Mississippi River at Aquaca for its water supply?
Well, the source water in that aquifer is really good. The city doesn't have to do much treatment. We pull out the iron and manganese and put the fluoride and chlorine in, and that's it. We don't have to do settlement of solids or anything like that for surface water. We don't have the radon and the other issues that deep water wells had around Galesburg. So going out there, is much better, higher quality water source, and so it was worth going that far to get it.
And worth, I imagine, that was it a lot of time and effort, do you recall or do you know, in terms of, I guess, building the water lines that got the water from Aquaca to here?
Well, from what I can tell in the history, I mean, this was put in the late 50s, 1950s. I obviously am not nearly that old. But I understand, you know, it was a big political decision for the city to make at the time, and the council members at the time made the decision to sell it to the public and invest in that pipeline going out there, and the Big Granny well collector, the well that we use today, still in service, the transmission line still in service. So it was a really good investment for the city.
Yeah, certainly sounds like it for sure, and been kind of a beneficial one for the city in that you've been able to sign up a few customers along the way, along that route that the line takes to be able to, for lack of a better term, make a few bucks off having the line out there.
Yeah, the Galesburg water supply has gotten to be a regional. We're still in conversations on a regular basis with other communities along the pipeline or near the pipeline that are interested in possibly tapping on to the city's water supply.
If you did end up having problems due to a flood and had to do water restrictions and things like that here, what would happen to those other customers if that were to happen?
Well, as you know, we provide water to Abingdon, Knoxville, Henderson, Little York, East Galesburg. All those communities have storage, reservoirs of stormwater, and they have a backup well, so they would have to possibly go on their backup well supply and or use their storage in order to get them through until we're able to provide water to them.
So many of those communities would likely probably issue either restrictions or issue boil orders and things like that on their own for a period of time.
That could be. It just kind of depends on if they're using their own wells and they still have all their chlorination equipment. They may not need to be on a boil order, so that just kind of depends.
Okay. So I'm pretty much out of time, Wayne, but I just want to make sure we emphasize one more time that despite what some folks may be hearing, the city of Galesburg as a whole is not under a boil order at this time.
That's correct. We are not, and if things go right, we won't be, but you know, we may have to do that. We say that as if we have to switch over to something where we're not able to control the chlorine levels in the water, we'll have to do a boil order.
All right. City Public Works Director Wayne Carl, thank you so much for your time and safe travels. I know you're heading to a conference in Peoria as we talk, but we're greatly appreciative of your time nonetheless.
All right. Thank you, Will.
In our next half hour, we will preview Relay for Life of Knox County, so stay tuned for that. But when we come back, we'll get to sports and more as Galesburg's Evening News continues on WGIL.